listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we've all heard the phrase, follow your dreams, or follow your passions, when people give us advice about what to study in college, or which career really to pursue. This can be really frustrating to hear if you're a young adult, and you aren't really quite sure what your passions or your dreams are yet. You may have a very broad sense of where you'd like to be, but getting down to the nitty-gritty specifics of which classes to take or which jobs or internships to apply for can be really overwhelming for some. Best-selling author Elizabeth Gilbert suggests that in order to find your passion, you should first follow your curiosities. Pray and learn more about those things that interest and delight you, because they will eventually help you find a path to study and work in. As we talk about entering adulthood this month on Mormon Channel, this idea of deciding who and what you want to be when you grow up is very prevalent among millennials. In fact, according to a recent article on Elite Daily, best-selling author Dan Schaubel says that millennials can be unrealistic with their careers and overly optimistic when they need to be realistic. He suggests that those entering the workforce or looking for a career change should evaluate a potential job based on these three criteria. Okay, listen up. Are you genuinely interested in the field that this job is in? Do you spend free time reading or writing about it? Is it really something that you're genuinely interested in, or do you just like the idea of it? Think about that. Number two, be realistic about what your strengths are, what your innate abilities are. Could they help you form a career or support yourself? Could they be valuable to develop a deeper level and include as a standout point on your resume? Are you motivated to work hard at perfecting these perceived strengths? Just because you have an aptitude for something doesn't mean that it can be turned into a career or that you're good at it enough to make it successful. Are you willing to really work at it and explore those strengths and aptitudes? Number three, research what companies are providing jobs in the field of your interest. Do you like the culture? Would you want to work there? Can the pay support the lifestyle you want to live? If you really want to do something creatively and you have a hard time sitting at a desk, a job where you have to sit at a desk all day is maybe not a good choice to make. So all great things to consider. Well, Schaubel also adds that while your interests and passions may not align with a specific job right now at this moment, to always remember that the world and marketplace are ever changing. Always remember that. And you may have to pursue your passions as side projects outside of work until you can figure out how to make them a career. So I always knew that I really loved writing, and that was always a passion of mine. And I also liked speaking in front of people and didn't really get shy in front of a camera. So broadcast journalism was a really natural fit to me. Now, I had other things that I was really interested in and that I had aptitudes for and things that maybe could have made careers for me. But in the end, I kept coming back to this one. And so I just knew this is what I wanted to do. Maybe you've had a personal journey about your career path. We'd love to hear it if you'd love to share it with us on one of our Mormon Channel social media outlets on Instagram or on Facebook or Twitter. Well, Elder Christofferson and his wife recently sat down with Sherry Dew on an episode of the Mormon Channel series Conversations to discuss what his thought process was like before he chose a career in law. Here's a clip from that interview.
Did you always have it in mind going into the law? Is that a decision you made together? How did that happen?
Kind of fell into it. I don't have anyone in my family back through the generations that ever practiced law or became a lawyer. So that was new ground in my own family. But I was an English major, was looking for a graduate degree that would give me some flexibility, and whether in teaching at the college level or business or law or political life, whatever the case might be. And law seemed like the best foundation. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it that as I began that I would actually enter into the practice. I was looking at it as a platform mm-hmm. for multiple possibilities, but it ended up I was practicing law most of my career, and it was very fulfilling.
So Elder Christofferson's advice is basically that we should evaluate a major and a career based on how many opportunities in life it can offer us. Very rarely now do people work with the same company or even in the same field for their entire careers. So this is indeed sound advice. For the full Conversations episode with the Christoffersons, check out mormonchannel.org. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.